This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Go-Go Squeeze.
Those are actually good.
You've had one of those?
Yeah, someone sent
us some. It's like a fruit thing.
Yeah, someone sent us some here, and so...
So you've chowed down.
I ate a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, go-go squeeze. Well, it sounds delicious. I mean, I'm on the go. I want to squeeze something. It's a perfect combination.
Okay.
The go-go squeeze. So I wanted to talk about the cameras that we have in here. We love it when people... actually, once in a while, people will take a screenshot of what's happening here in the studio, and then they send it to us, and it's some goofy thing where Vinny
us
and I
picking
are
picking our nose,
right? Whatever it is, which Vaughn does not put on the camera when we're sneezing, blowing our noses, or picking them. He puts it on someone else. So Vaughn runs the camera in the other room, and I don't know, what do we have? Four or five cameras. Both, all the studios are covered, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of funny because I always forget that they're on. We'll like do some rude hand gesture, or start dancing or something, and you know. You'll love it. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch and you can watch the show.
It's funny that you say that because I got a picture sent to me by our boy Georgie of Yuzette in the cat costume from Halloween.
Oh, right. You had made a special request for
that. But it went on my Facebook. And Facebook keeps changing. So I don't know what the heck, where stuff is or whether that was a messenger or.
Right.
Anyway,
hard to find things again once
weird.
You scroll past
just,
them.
It's I can't keep up. But anyway, I got that picture. But as I was on the Facebook, I hit something and it came to our Facebook page.
Oh, the Sarah
must,
and Vinny?
Yeah, I must follow. And it. And I just watched us with the sound off and was laughing at, first of all, my ridiculous hand motions I was making. But I thought, wow, I could watch this with the volume off. It's pretty fun. I didn't want to know what we were talking about. Yeah. I just, you know, because I was there.
I see the clips once in a while. Like they throw them up like a clip of the day, right? That I
maybe
see
that's
on our,
what it
on
was,
our Facebook.
Yeah.
But
or even like the Lost 30 gets put up on Facebook every day.
Oh, because he'll do a Facebook Live with it. That's right.
And also the movie reviews are put on Facebook. Or when we have an interview, it gets on Facebook.
Yes, please follow us on Facebook. We're very interesting. But so you can watch the show live, like right now. Hello, we're live. And then later today, the whole thing just loops over
yeah,
and over.
Yeah, and then he'll put up like the week's worth, right, Vaughn?
Oh, week's on the weekend?
Over the weekend,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you want us, here we are.
For you.
We love you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Yesterday, we went up, our contractor, Richard.
Uh-huh.
Alvarado Construction, ding ding.
Hold on. Oh, man.
Where's my ding ding? I love Richard. He's
part of your family.
He basically is. I mean, he lives at my house, basically. He's great. And he cut down a redwood tree with a friend of his. I don't know if it had died or what had happened, but he cut it down a couple months ago. And they took it and got it milled. And they cut it into these big, thick slabs. And we get to use one of them for our, we have a little outdoor fireplace that's going, and we're going to use a huge slab of it for the mantle. So yesterday we went up to Luma, up to Petaluma, and went through like these, you know, these people just have like a little mini farm up there. And so we're going through and I pick out my slab that I want with a live edge and it's gorgeous.
Wow, that
it's
sounds
gonna,
so pretty.
It's going to be, I couldn't believe how beautiful, I mean, redwood is gorgeous anyway, but you know, when you see it and there it is, it's more or less raw. It's just been sort of milled through, and I guess we have to get it kiln dried or something. I don't know what the process is. I'm like, yep, that's the piece. So they had these peach trees on their property.
Alvarado.
No. This friend of his, because he cut down the.
Oh, okay.
He helped a friend cut down this tree, and then in exchange for helping him cut down the tree, he got us our mantle.
Got it.
So, which somehow worked out for me, you know. So they have this peach tree right there by the thing, and it's just heavy with fruit. Like, and I can almost smell it. It's like in, it's just, you know, these heavy peaches. And I yank one off the tree, I take this bite of it, and it's hot because it's right there in the sun. It was like the juiciest, most delicious.
Oh, sounds yummy.
It was unbelievable. So this lady, Teresa, the friend who, you know, was there, she's like, just take a bunch. I'm like, look at it. take some. So I pull off, you know, 7 or 8 peaches. And I bring them and I put them in the car and take them home. And I wash them. And I bite the first one, and it's just awful. Like, horrible peach. Like, oh, this is, well. And I throw it in the trash because, you know, not every peach you pull off a tree is going to be great. The next one, I'm washing it. And all of a sudden, all these little tiny black beetles just come pouring out of the top of the thing.
You and bugs, man.
Oh, my God. They're like, they look like little black dots of, like, ink. And they just come pouring out of this thing. So I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even want to throw it away in my house, and I didn't want it anywhere near my garden. So I put it in a baggie and dropped it in the like, I was horrified, and I'm trying to get all the bugs off me and get them out of the sink and stuff. And then the next one that I watched the next one, and I'm like, okay, and it's hard as a rock. And then the next one has, like, this big dead area on it.
You look at them as you picked them off the tree?
I did. I picked, like, nice ones. Look, and I'm telling you, that first one, I picked it off. I wiped, like, the spider webs and stuff off of it. And I bit it right there. I'm standing right there underneath the tree and bit it. And it was the most glorious peach I'd ever tasted in my life. And all of the other ones that I picked were, I threw all of them out. I know. Because on the way home after eating that peach, I'm like, we got to get a peach tree. Like, that's incredible. Like, we got to get one. I want peaches.
And
I
how do you feel now?
Peach pie. I'm going to make peach marmalade, whatever you make. I don't know what you make with peaches, but I'm making it. And now I'm like, oh, my God. Like, 1 in 10 is decent. But somehow I hit the lottery on that first one. All the rest of them, I wound up having a chuck. Like, there's something wrong with every single one. They're disgusting. Like those bugs. The bugs bum me out so bad. Like, I have an old bug thing. Anyway, how did we get on that?
You were just saying yesterday about
Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something, well, whatever.
Redwood tree.
Yeah.
The go-go squeeze. The applesauce.
Oh, the applesauce! Because it was the
all-natural
and other.
We got this.
Oh, man. Oh, you see. That's it. It's the go-go squeeze.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. It helps if you grab your trash. So, science. Da-da-da-da.
Oh,
I told
him
I was
going to
need that. Yeah, I know. He's got a big day today. He's working he's working hard for us today. So, you know, look, you're allowed your own opinions, but facts are facts. And George Clooney is the most handsome celebrity of them all. And that is a fact.
All right.
It's a thing called the golden ratio. And science has decided that George Clooney fits it the best. So, I mean, I guess I have to believe this fact. So there's this thing called the golden ratio. And we talked about this about a year ago. They did this with chicks. And I think Amber Heard won.
Oh, it's about the symmetry of your face.
It's about the symmetry of your face and this diagram that was developed in, like, ancient Greece where they tried to figure out what made a face the most beautiful. It's lines for the chin, for where the lips fall, for where the nose falls, for the bridge of the nose, for the hairline, lines going this way. And then there's some triangulations between, like, the corner of your mouth to the opposite side of your nose, and so that X is across your lips. And that's got to be exactly the same length as, like, the length of your nose, you know, whatever it is. There's all these things that have to match up.
Well, also, your halved face. Just
symmetry, right? Sure, it's because there's a line across your eyes, and then there's from the corners of your eyes down. So there's all these things, and you can actually measure this on your own face if you have a calculator. And I was trying to follow the formula.
Why would you though? You're just going to find out you're more butt ugly than you thought.
Right, even worse than you thought. So I guess, you know, if every single thing matches and it comes out to 1.618. That's the ratio of phi, apparently. It's the golden ratio, goes all the way back to ancient Greece, a standard of beauty based on the ratio 1.681. So if these numbers match exactly and you get a 1.681, if they don't, you have to divide them by that or whatever, and then you find out how far off you are. You can find out how ugly you are by using this as well. So it's complicated, but...
It's not that complicated, though, because... And I do... wonder why we are driven to certain things as humans, but there's also just that standard that person, like, you can't take your eyes off someone.
Right.
There's just that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a boy or a girl.
Right.
There are some people you look at and you're just
captivated.
You're dizzy over mm-hmm. it. That's the real judge. And you don't even know why you are.
Well, apparently it's the ratio of five.
Okay. But, you know.
So a British cosmetic surgeon came up with a face mapping program that calculates how close you are by laying this grid over, I guess, if you get the right size photo, how close you are to the golden ratio. So he fed a bunch of celebrity faces in. And George Clooney is the world's most handsome man. He was followed by, and here's a few of the pictures of people with the face map over them. Bradley Cooper was number two. Brad Pitt, Harry Styles. Harry Styles, he said, had the perfect chin ratio. Like certain people, like not that George Clooney was the most perfect in every aspect, because certain people had the best things. Like, for instance, the Harry Styles chin thing. But David Beckham's on there, Will Smith, Idris Elba, Ryan Gosling, who I think has kind of a squished face.
He does have beady eyes a little bit.
Yeah, like a little slightly jeep-eyed. But he fit the ratio, I guess. Zayn Malik, who's one of the One Direction guys.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx. There's only about a 6% difference between George at number one and Jamie at number 10. So it doesn't mean George's face has the best of everything. Ryan Gosling apparently has the best nose, like the most perfect toward the ratio. Mm. Harry Styles, best eyes and chin. And David Beckham, best overall face shape. So last year they did this with women. Amber Heard was number one. Kim Kardashian was on there. Kate Moss, Emily Ratajkowski, Kendall Jenner, Helen Mirren, Scarlett Johansson, Selena Gomez, Marilyn Monroe, and Jennifer Lawrence were all on there. So you can actually, if you look for the PHI ratio, you can map your own face. They tell you how to do it in this particular article. Where the photo needs to be taken from and what, even how to print it out. But anyway, this is the same. I guess this ratio was applied by Leonardo DiCaprio for the perfect human male body in The Vitruvian Man. You know, the one where it looks like a big diagram where he draws the guy out.
Oh,
and
sure.
He used this ratio to do like the perfect thing.
Wait, that's not Da Vinci's.
No, it's ancient Greece. But
what
he
am I
used...
thinking of? Sorry, never
know.
Mind.
No, but he used this golden ratio, 1.618 or whatever it is, to draw that, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all a bunch of geniuses, so they figured it out. Hillary Clinton, she's got a book coming out. It's called What Happened?
With a question mark?
No.
Or no. This is going to be her story about what happened?
Her story about, I guess in it, she doesn't take the blame for anything. She's just going to explain to us what happened.
Hmm.
Not I effed up. It's just, here's what happened. It comes out September 12th. Hillary says she's going to be honest. Quote is, in the past, for reasons I tried to explain, I've often felt I had to be careful in public, like I was up on a wire without a net. Now I'm letting my guard down. So she's going to be very honest in this book. A press release for the book promises she'll talk about the mistakes she made.
Will she, though?
Well, it still sounds like she's got plenty of excuses, because it also says she'll take us inside an election marked by rage, sexism, exhilarating highs, infuriating lows, stranger than fiction twists, Russian interference, and an opponent who broke all the rules. So I guess she hasn't been sitting in the woods this whole time at all. She's got some ghostwriter who's, I mean...
Oh, I don't think she took any time off. I mean, maybe a minute, but she seemed to have turned right back up. I mean, what are we, only 6 months into him mm-hmm. taking office, or right. seven?
Yeah,
July.
July 20th.
She turned up fairly quickly with the DNC did this to me.
Yeah, so she's blamed everybody but
right.
herself.
Right.
So,
which is really a bad look. In my opinion, I know there are a lot of people who will not only read the book, but will always say it's people are prejudiced against the Clintons or a woman or whatever. But it's a bad look to always excuse away the things that your responsibility, your part in
right.
things.
In why things effed up. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure we'll get some excerpts and I don't know. I've tried a few times to read like autobiographies and... I just don't like nonfiction.
Mm.
I like to really...
It's the only thing I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I want to lose myself in a book, and I just don't, I mean, I'm sure there's actually great, I've read a few, like, I read stupid ones, like, I read Tommy Lee's, or I read, like, Rockstar ones or something, because
yeah.
I always feel like that's, those are pretty, but even those, I just get like, oh, when am I going to be done with this, so I can get back to reading about somebody's life on Mars.
Right.
That's what I want to read about. I want to lose it. I want to lose my mind. Kid Rock, he's potentially running for the Senate in 2018. He says he hasn't decided yet, but he's selling campaign merchandise already at his new site, kidrockforsenate.com. I haven't decided yet if I'm running. Here's my new website, Kid Rock for Senate. It's not the cheap money-making ploy, it sounds like. He's setting up a nonprofit organization to promote voter registration, so he'll be raising money for that and even registering people to vote at his concerts. He says... We have over a year left until an actual election, so my first order of business is to get people engaged and registered to vote while continuing to put out my ideas on ways to help working-class people in Michigan and America, all while still calling out these jackass lawyers who call themselves politicians. He also promised to hold a press conference in the next 6 weeks or so where he may or may not announce his candidacy, but he did say... If I decide to throw my hat in the ring for U.S. Senate, believe me, it's game on, motherfathers.
Ho, ho, ho.
Which is not what he said. And he did leave out all the vowels in the actual thing that he said. So, you know, he's classing it up to get into the Senate. Gotta keep it family friendly.
I don't know why he would do this.
Well, a lot of people are just motivated by how horrible things are in the country. And I think it's, you know, it's fine. That's not for me. I would never want to. It just seems like a nightmare to be in public office. And
yep.
But some people have to.
Yeah.
Someone has to.
Well, sure. Someone has to. But does a rock star with the life have to? I'm surprised he would take what he's.
I'm just a concerned citizen, Vincent.
But.
I can make a change for the good.
All right.
I love his, what was the thing where he was like shooting microwaves into the air and firing on them?
Barbecues.
Oh, that's what it
Kid
was.
Kid Rock was?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He was selling a barbecue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. American made.
Right.
Merkin. Uh-huh. And shooting Chinese ones up into the air.
I don't remember.
Like if they were made in China or made anywhere else. He was firing them up into, you know, some kind of catapult. And then taking, I don't know, like a hand grenade and hit, I don't know what he was, grenade launcher, a semi-automatic rifle.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
There's an article. Let's watch Kid Rock shoot foreign-made grills out of the sky.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, you know, that guy cares deeply and he may be running for office. It could happen.
Maybe he's bored.
It's hard to believe, but maybe.
Well.
He's a big stoner. You'd think that would, you'd be like, oh man, do I have to get off the couch to do this? But these days, you don't have to get off your couch to do anything. Put up, Skype it. In the theaters this weekend, Atomic Blonde, which they reviewed
yesterday.
Are you
going to go see that with your nieces?
You know, we don't have that much time together. So if they want to go see it, I'll take them. But they want to do all kinds. They want to do Alcatraz and all
Oh,
the
God, they
know.
Do?
Yeah,
well, you know, the Alcatraz tickets, I tried to buy some for about a month and a half ago, and I couldn't get any.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, you worked there.
I know. I even called my GGNRA contact guy and couldn't get anything.
Oh, yeah. John, I think...
Did he already purchase the tickets?
No, but he found out like only a week ago that that's something they want to do, so I don't know if he's on that or not.
Mm.
Maybe there's last-minute tickets. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Well, oh, we couldn't get you tickets. Sorry.
That's okay. Can you get me tickets to Hamilton?
Is that still here?
Ching.
When does that run through?
I believe it is still here. Yeah, I saw someone on Facebook had just went. Mm. Someone we know.
Anyway, Atomic Blonde is in theaters. An Inconvenient sequel, as he mentioned yesterday, that's limited release, but that's, you know, if you...
Oh, right.
It's funny he said if you liked An Inconvenient Truth, which, by the way, there's nothing to like in that movie. That's a horrifying movie. That's, you know, it's not just inconvenient. It's horrifying. So if you didn't like that and you want to further not like something, An Inconvenient sequel is out. The Emoji Movie is out this week, too.
I know. I've been seeing a lot of promos for it.
I've been seeing a lot of... all the people that are on that in that movie are making all the rounds on the late night shows, and it has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I heard a review of it this morning that was brutal.
Really?
Like, this is 86 minutes. You might be able to spend worse in a worse way, but I can't think of it. And this, you know, it doesn't even qualify as a movie. Like, it's got 0%.
Wow.
That is what I expect. The ad I saw actually seemed cute, so I was almost pleasantly surprised that they figured out a way to use dumb emojis that we have no attachment to.
Right.
And turned characters and voices into them. But yeah, why would it be good?
Right.
It's just like the Angry Birds movie. Why would anyone want to watch that?
I agree. You know, it's funny because they did sort of have a spin. Because we all heard Emoji Movie and thought, that's the most ridiculous. That's a movie I'll never see. And then you started to hear things like, I don't know how they were getting this out into the press, but they're like, no, it turns out this is actually pretty funny. Like, you were hearing that there was some cleverness to it. And then, you know, they've got Patrick Stewart in there as the poop emoji. How hilarious. And TJ Miller's in it. We love him from Silicon Valley. But now that actual critics are getting to see it, it has, I mean, I was talking to Hooman about this morning. He says the lowest rating he thinks he's ever seen on Rotten Tomatoes is like a 6%. And this has zero. Mm-hmm. Like, we looked it up this morning. I don't know if it maybe has 1% now, but it had zero this morning.
Did he say what the 6% movie was?
He didn't. Can you yell to him? Is he doing the music? He might not be able to hear you.
Animation has gotten so good that the bar is too high.
Yep. The story has to be amazing.
In multi-layered amazing, not just on the face.
Agreed.
So,
it's got to have some depth. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Mom's workload makes the news. It's big. It's surprisingly big. Also,
people.
The old message in a bottle makes the news, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. I'm afraid we're not going to have a montage today. We have 2 weeks without Bryn. He's in Italy on some kind of baby moon. Yeah. Does he have that stored somewhere? I think he manually does that. So
every
week
he just throws it.
I don't think
Hooman
can do it. Although it's kind of a challenge.
To who?
To Hooman.
Well, haven't you noticed he doesn't want to take that challenge?
No, he doesn't like challenges.
In fact, he's usually like, I'm going to eat some food and you guys do your thing.
He's very concerned.
You guys do you. I'm going to snack. I'm working on my calendar.
Concerned about today's
my
music.
Lunches.
Friday's a tough day for him because he's got to pull all the music for the 8 o'clock new music thing. And
he's still working on it?
Oh my God. He came in during the break and he's like,
he's sweating.
He's so uptight about it. I go, you know what? It's your music segment. You take me through it. Because he's like, okay, so here's the order that I wanted. And I go,
oh God.
I go, all right, let's just.
Why?
You know,
it's
you
your
tell
segment.
Me.
You tell him what. You know
I
what?
Told him the songs I want.
I love him so much, but sometimes he takes too long to explain something.
I know. That's why I said, I was just like, you take me through it.
Oh, for God's sake.
I picked the music and we'll let him
take
us. Hey,
you know what?
Through.
Before we went to break, we were talking about Rotten Tomatoes and the percentages. What was it? Emoji got
0%? Emoji has 0%.
And Hooman was saying there were some 6%ers. Jilly.
Geely
was a 6%er.
Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah,
with J-Lo.
And how about The Last Airbender?
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
And
my kids wanted to see that so bad.
One more. Oh, Kazam, Shaq's movie was a 6%er also.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows.
No.
Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. Mm-mm. So we got this high-importance email from Roberta Gonzalez about a southerly swell hitting our coastline. For the most part, around here, we don't get south swells, so I don't know what the grave concern is. Mm. It's going to be huge in Mexico.
Oh.
Like, the big wave surf tour has been called on for this Sunday.
Oh, really?
It's
I didn't know
be,
they had that in
yeah,
Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be 30 foot at Puerto Escondido.
Holy crap!
It's going to be huge. But here,
they were saying riptides here, that people, if you're going to the beach and you just want to go for a swim,
and
that
the only
super
reason,
dangerous.
Right, the only reason I'm doing the warning is because of that. I right. don't know that you're going to see any of these big waves that you know Roberta's warning is putting out. But they're saying because of this swell, there's a possibility a few waves might materialize in an otherwise flat spot, which would be called a sneaker wave. I don't usually use that term, but so that could be where you might find trouble. Seems calm, it seems fine, and then one comes through.
And you get whisked out to sea.
Sure. Yeah. So be ready if you're headed to the beach this weekend. I know it's going
to
be hot.
There's supposed to be nice beach days.
So people will head for the beach.
They sure will.
I'll be watching online the action from Puerto Escondido. Our boys down there on a jet ski helping people do
water. Frankie? All right,
Frankie yeah. flew down and is going to do water safety for the contest.
Nice.
All right. Moms.
They're the best.
They are the best, and the job is tough. And in fact, as me and my missus talked about her becoming a mom, I don't want to say I tried to talk her out of it, but I did try to make more than very clear how much it was going to chew into her time. Because I didn't seem to me like she understood what she was taking on.
Yeah.
Moms work 98 hours a week, according to a study of 2,000 moms who have school-aged kids between 5 and 12 years old.
Is that counting like their regular job too, or is that
yeah.
just... Oh, it is. Yeah, you got... I mean, it's a whole nother life. You're so lucky if you can stay home. You're so lucky. And even then, you're going crazy. That job sucks.
The pressures facing moms is it's a seven-day-a-week job. It's never-ending.
Oh, it ends. At some point, they move or you die or they move out.
Oh,
or, you know,
no,
whatever.
I mean daily. The daily tasks
right.
are never-ending.
Right.
Just when you think you have a minute, you don't.
No. Then you see the pile of laundry and go, geez, I should probably tackle that.
They list here that they list the, first of all, they call it the nonstop barrage of tasks. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they also list some of the things that are lifesavers for moms, like the iPad, the occasional handover of the iPad.
Yep.
We've got this. I have it on my iPad right now.
Like a little activity app or something?
A reader app, a Spanish app, a wordplay app, an endless numbers app.
Oh.
Those apps are the ones she's allowed to play with when, for example, I do her nails and I need her to sit still.
Yes.
So that she doesn't go walking around with painted toes.
Right.
So she learns. But
she can feel good about that. She's getting something off of it.
But it holds her attention.
Right.
That's the only way. So those are some of the things they say. A constant supply of coffee is needed for today's moms and mastering the fine art of napping whenever possible.
Yep. Falling asleep wherever you are at that moment, if it's quiet or your kid goes to sleep. It was always a bummer, too, because I always thought, oh, and when the kid takes a nap, that's when I'll get everything done. No, that is when I also need a nap.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And I do see that my kid's mom goes down with her.
Right.
Let's go take a nap.
Sounds awesome.
And then they're both gone for 2 hours.
Bye.
Free.
Yeah. Let's see here. On top of the nonstop routine is the pressure to feed and fuel the whole family. They say that's one of the big tasks that can drive a mom crazy.
Right.
Especially when you can't get everyone to eat the same thing.
Right. Well, that's when, you know, being kind of tough and no nonsense really helps. If your kid is hungry, they will eat. And so if you say, here's what we're having and you can eat it or not, don't make it a you have to, but you can. That's what's on offer.
Is that how you did it?
Yes. Well, I'm kind of a bitch, so
I would lean towards that myself. I absolutely grew up. I mean, my mom made dinner every
sure.
night, and she made us great dinners.
Yeah.
But in general, they threw down. You know, they would say, "Here's the deal.
This is what we've made." Well, the thing is, like, your kid won't starve themselves to death. And so if they're hungry, they'll eat it. And if you don't make a big... I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, if I had any like advice for a new parent, like anything you make a problem will be a problem. And if you don't make it, like I also didn't say you have to eat that. I said I would put the plate down. There would be no comment and they would eat it or not eat it. And when we were all done eating, it got put away. And, you know, don't give them so many snacks. That's another thing. Like, don't give them a bunch of snacks and then wonder why they're not hungry at dinner. Blah, blah, blah.
We had to cut out milk.
Milk.
Well, she loves it.
It's filling and delicious.
Especially with a show. She is actually like, there's a ritual. Can I get some milk with my show?
How come you decided to cut it out?
Show. Because it ruins her appetite for dinner.
Ah.
And we find her saying, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, I'm good. You give her a little milk with dinner, though?
We have cut milk out a lot.
Mm.
She gets it still.
Yeah.
But it was destroying her appetite.
Funny.
Every day she'd come home at 4. In fact, I was one of the things I did with her.
Yeah,
you can have some milk. Let's watch a show. She'd sit down. She'd get her spot all situated and hit this bottle. Not a bottle, but it had a sippy cup. You know, hit this thing. Show's on. She's good.
Yeah.
Dad just throws an arm around her and is like,
I could take a quick nap. Parenting. It's a breeze.
So what do you give her now when she asks for something?
Well, if she's thirsty, she can have some water.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you want some water?
Great. No, I want milk.
Also on the list of mom tricks is the smoothie.
Oh.
And we do that a lot, too.
Yeah, smoothies are great.
She calls it the Jumble Juice.
Jumble Juice.
Which
That's
is
nice.
A carry-on from when she couldn't really speak very well.
Kid words, you got to keep them.
She's held on to it.
Yep. Anybody need a napkin? Here it is. The thing about the feeding, I always thought that was the hardest thing because not only do you have to figure out what you're going to feed them, but it's not just putting food in front of them. It's you got to go do the shopping. You got to prepare the meal. You got to cook the meal and serve the meal. And then you got to clean up after the meal. Like that, like your whole day, it feels like all you're doing is preparing for meals and serving them and cleaning up after them.
Well, feeding the family is at the top of the list of chores that mom seems to find herself dealing with. And there's a long list of stuff in that story, but it's just 98 hours a week is what your mom is working, everybody.
Smoothies are great. Jumble Juice, put some spinach in there.
Right.
Put some good stuff in that they don't even realize they're drinking.
Blowing out the old birthday cake.
Oh, yes.
It's disgusting.
You know what? You need to let that go. People have been doing that since the dawn of time, and no one's getting sick from it.
A new study.
Stop it. I don't want to know.
Is backing up what I've told you guys forever. You don't put candles on a cake and have some guy or some girl blow on the food that everyone's about to eat.
Well, look, if they've
got... How does that make sense?
If they have typhoid, let's not do it. But other than that, I mean, if they're not, like, actively sneezing, you let them blow out
the candles. Who came up with this goddamn ritual? What's wrong with you people? That guy just spit all over the cake you're going to feed me.
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me at all.
But every time we have a birthday here at the station or the studio, I think about Vinny constantly.
Yeah.
And I think the last couple times maybe that I did have some birthday candle, I think I took the candle off and blew it so Vinny would eat a piece of the
right,
whatever.
Because Vinny won't eat the cake if you
blow
it.
Well, it's fine. I don't need to eat cake, believe me. Turned into a fat ass in my 40s.
This room is a germ fest anyway. There's no way that between me handing you and me and you handing things back and forth, things coming in. I mean, we handle these things and share them. Like, we're getting what everyone has. Hotline's ringing.
But wait.
So don't worry about the...
There's a study.
All right.
Out of Clemson University, they found that when someone blows out the candles on a birthday cake, it increases the amount of bacteria on the cake by an average of 1,500%. 1,500% more bacteria on that cake because some clown went...
There's bacteria everywhere. You'll live. Oh, my God. Other people aren't going to kill you.
In some cases, the amount of bacteria increases 14,000%.
Oh, my God.
That was Usher. They say even with all the extra bacteria, your chances of getting sick are pretty low. But let's cut out this ridiculous, disgusting ritual of putting fire on the cake for people to blow out. Dumb.
It's just so silly.
So stupid.
It's a fun ritual. Birthdays, they're fun.
They are fun.
Do all the things
but
that come with birthdays.
What two-tooth hillbilly came up with the idea to put candles on the top of it?
It had to be a two-tooth hillbilly.
I got an idea. Hold on.
All the little things are ruined for you. I'm so sorry.
925 says, my favorite description of the birthday cake ritual is your friends like your dessert on fire and sing. Oh, man, everything just moved. And sing to you while you try to put it out. I've never thought about it being fire and trying to put out the fire.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's what you're playing.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have a fast fact for you. Actually, it's a question.
Okay.
Are zebras black or white?
They're both.
They're not both.
I'll say they're white with black stripes.
Nope.
Are they black down their legs? Like what? Where does this? Where
zebras
does this stop?
Are black and covered in white stripes.
Oh, is that so?
Zebras don't have black and white stripes. They're black and covered in white stripes.
So, like their belly is where there's no striping. Hold on, I'm going to look at some Google images of zebras.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Google zebras.
You don't need to do that. I just told you the fast fact is zebras are black and they have white
those
stripes.
Those things have been wrong before.
No, they have not.
They have.
How dare you?
Images, hold on. You know what? I don't buy it because look at the belly. Where the stripes end, it's white. Look at the belly on this one.
I'm not. That one's. You're probably looking at a zebra donkey. They painted that thing.
I'm not. It's white. The belly is white. No. The stripe is black and it ends there. Look at
it. I just told you you're wrong.
Silly. That's so silly. Even his muzzle is white.
No. Like, he's black.
No.
Maybe a zoologist can let us
all
know.
All the stripes that end are black. If they were white stripes on a black background.
What did I
just
tell you?
Oh, some of the white ones end. I think it's black and white.
No,
I don't think it's either.
Listen to me.
I think it's fully. Look at this one. That is black stripes on a white zebra.
No,
Vinny, look at that.
Look, don't just
blindly believe that.
I just told you those stripes are white.
No, that they're not. That's every one of those. The black stripes end in. Oh, look at the chest on the.
What is wrong with you? Those are white stripes.
All right. The dress is gold. The dress is blue.
I don't know what you're referring
to.
The
blue gold dress.
You don't even know what you're referring
to. I do.
You don't.
Oh my God.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, something good, I hope. Let me look. The highest paid comedians in the world.
Oh, cool.
After this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.